Now let's move on and talk about bees, another one of our good friends. So bees is, you know, another area, and when you think about it, we all know that bees play a key role in agriculture. We learned that in biology. We learned that they pollinate. But we tend to forget about it. We think of more as those pesky things that, you know, chase you around when you're out in the yard. But let's talk about some of the facts. The average honeybee will live about 1 month. That can range anywhere from a few days to 2 years, but the average is about a month. A hive of bees must fly about 55,000 miles to make 1 pound of honey. That's a lot of flying, a lot of distance. So you know that the bees must be very healthy in order to do that. If you think about bees, in China alone, there's about 6 million colonies of bees and about 200,000 beekeepers. So that's just in China. And somebody once told me that everybody has a beekeeper in their family. I kind of think that's exaggerating. I've really been thinking, and I don't know of a single beekeeper in my family. However, you would be amazed at how many people that you know actually keep bees and you don't know anything about it. When you start talking about bees, it's amazing how many people that will say, yes, I've got a few hives. So it is an interesting thing to know, but I don't think I have any in the family. One hive of honeybees visits approximately 225,000 flowers a day, and that's incredible. That's a lot of flowers. But again, they're doing it for nutrients. The pollen acts as protein for the animal or for the bee, and the nectar acts as energy. So they will get this protein and nectar for themselves as well as to take it back to the hive. This is very key because if you think about it, and you think about urbanization and how we're doing monocultures and the fact that we use a lot of herbicides in our yard, we're trying to kill all the weeds. Where do those bees have to go to get their honey now or to get the pollen now? And if I think about it, when I grew up, my yard was full of dandelions and cloves, and it was just, you know, a typical yard. Now everybody treats their yard so that they have a really pretty green yard, but you've really gotten rid of a lot of the things that bees would naturally go to. And bees do have favorite flowers that they like to visit. Depending on what type of bee, especially if you're talking about any of the native wild bees that you would have, they've got specific flowers that they like to go to. They'll go to the other ones if there's nothing around. But you're really changing their environment, and you're really limiting their food source when we're, you know, putting in too many chemicals. So what is the impact of that? They say that one out of every three bites that an American takes is in some way directly affected, or directly or indirectly affected by a bee. And if you look at it, there's about 3,000 different crops that are grown to eat. But really, it's about 300 of those that are widely grown. And it's kind of interesting, but 90% of the crops that we eat are really made up of just 12 different crops. So that tends to be things like corn, rice, soy. And most of those have nothing to do with bees. They're self-pollinated. So where does this one out of three bites come from? If you look at about 15% of what we eat comes from direct pollinated crops. But then on top of that, if you think about the meat we eat, a lot of that comes from eating forage, be it alfalfa, clover, things like that, that are definitely pollinated by bees and insects. So a lot of the meat that you eat is indirectly affected by bees. Then if you look at oil seeds, so any of the oils you use, again, are affected by bees. The next one would be legumes. And legumes are very important, not just as a food source, but also by the fact that they will fix nitrogen from the atmosphere down into the roots, which puts nitrogen in our soil. That's then very necessary for other crops to grow, so a very important part. Then we tend to not think about all the hedges and the wildflowers that are growing on the side of the road or just wildly, and the role that they play. They play a role because they are helping as far as keeping moisture in the soil, keeping the soil fresh, but also being a flower source for bees. So when you start thinking about all that, you start understanding how important bees are and that the flower source for them. In the U.S., bees create about $15 billion worth of ag crop value a year. Globally, that is 265 billion euros or $363 billion of crop value, indirectly or directly, per year. That's huge. And what would we do if there were no bees? There are other wild insects and things like that that can do some pollination, but again, very inefficiently. We then have this option, manually pollinating. You can see that that's a lot of work. A lot of people are looking at, what if we could use a drone or a robo-bee? So Harvard is working very hard on developing a robo-bee. But the issues with that is they're so tiny, they can't have a battery, so they have a wire attached to them. So not sure how well that's going to go. Really working on the mechanics of how the bees would, robo-bees would have to move around. So that is a project because it's a serious concern.